Yesterday, we saw Big Sam being announced as the England manager. I haven't seen him smile so much in a very long time. What about Sunderland, though, and the future for them? David Moyes brought in pretty sharpish, actually. They're in pre-season action, or they were last night in France, as is James Hunter, the Sunderland writer for The Chronicle. Let's get him on now from France. Bonjour, James.
Bonjour, how you doing, Andy? You okay?
Yeah, very good. How are you?
Not at all, thank you. Not bad at all.
Now, for you guys reporting on Sunderland, I think, well, there's always something to talk about with Sunderland, but by the looks of it, the last 10 days, 2 weeks, has been incredibly busy for you.
It has. It's been unbelievable. I think everybody thought that Sam Allardyce would be at Sunderland for the long haul. Certainly nobody thought that he would be leaving this summer after leading the club to safety. And for him to be taking the England job was even more surprising. But that's where we found ourselves, and Sam's gone now. And David Moyes is the new man at the top. So we're getting used to managerial changes. David Moyes is the seventh manager in the last 5 years for Sunderland, seventh permanent manager. I say permanent, but he's the seventh manager Sunderland have had in the last 5 years. So he's getting to know another new manager.
Yeah, they've given David Moyes a 4-year contract, though, and from reading what Ellis Short has said, it seems like David Moyes has always been his man and that he's finally got him.
Yeah, I think, the last two or three times the job has been vacant, David Moyes' name has been in the frame. I think certainly since he left Manchester United and went out to Spain, I think Sunderland have tried a couple of times to lure him back to the Premier League. But David Moyes has never been keen to break his contract there. When Sam Allardyce came to Sunderland, Moyes was still working out in Spain. And he was sacked the following month after Allardyce was appointed. So this is the first time Sunderland have gone after him since he, has been available, as it were, out of work, and he's now got the job. So I think most Sunderland fans seem to be very pleased with the appointment. I think the disappointment at losing Allardyce was quite evident, but with Allardyce gone, I think they think that Moyes is the best option.
What about the season ahead? I mean, are you thinking that Moyes is the man to take Sunderland? You can only imagine that for Sunderland, the next level would be to have a season that's well clear of any relegation worries, something maybe nice mid-table. Do you see him as the guy who can do that? And, I mean, bear in mind, Sunderland have not been very active so far in the transfer window, which in a way is great because he'll then have, you would have thought, all the transfer kitty to spend. But in another way, you're 2.5 weeks away from the season. Players are going to have to come in, they're going to have to learn how it all works under him. So do you see it as being a season where he can achieve that mid-table, or do you think it might be a bit of a struggle again?
I think that it's certainly achievable. I think if Sam Allardyce was here, Sunderland fans would be looking at a finishing mid-table, lower mid-table, which would be a significant improvement on what's the case over the last 4 years. And I think that David Moyes will have the same ambition, at least in the short term. I think that you're right, you make a good point about the transfers. Sunderland haven't brought in any new faces, which is a concern. Although I must admit, I'm quite surprised at how little transfer activity there's been as a whole across the Premier League. But I think that Sunderland obviously took the decision that with the uncertainty over Sam Allardyce, they didn't want to spend any money until the new manager was in place. Well, that is now the case with David Moyes, and I think they need to start getting cracking now, as you say, just 2.5 weeks till the season starts, and probably an extra two and a bit weeks after that until the window closes. So they are running out of time, but they can start to work in earnest now.
What about Big Sam and that move to the England job? Are Sunderland fans seeing it as a point of pride that it was their boss who was chosen, or are they thinking, well, we wish it was somebody else because we like Big Sam?
I think the latter. I think that they would have liked to have held on to Sam Allardyce, and they would have liked him to still be in charge here at Sunderland, because he did such a good job last year with a team that was heading, straight into the Championship when he took over. And he did so well to bring in three quality signings in January and steer them clear of relegation. But I think that from Sam Allardyce's point of view, he's made no secret that he always coveted the England job, I guess, as any English manager would. It's the top job in the country, and this was his opportunity to get that. So I think some of them were a little bit unfortunate that they had the outstanding candidate, the outstanding English candidate for that post at the very moment the FA were looking to replace Roy Hodgson. It makes you think, if you were a Sunderland fan, you think, well, how things might have been different had England beaten Iceland, or had Roy Hodgson therefore held on to his job after the Euros.
Hmm. Do you think that we'll see many Sunderland faces in that first England squad of Big Sam's? I mean, Jermaine Defoe springs to mind.
I can't see there being many. Jermaine Defoe is the only one that would be a possibility. I can't see anybody else in there aside from him just at the moment. Duncan Watmore is very promising. I think he'll be an increasing part of the under-21 team.
Lee Catmull's not going to get a surprise call up then.
I can't see it. I just don't think that will be very very likely. But Jermaine Defoe, I think, has an outside chance. I think he's the only one. But really, I don't know. I think that Jermaine Defoe is probably getting on a little bit too much in years for England, even though he's done so well under Big Sam.
James, just to bring us back to Sunderland and last night specifically, I know you're in France. They were taking on, is it Stade Nyonnais, I think, 2-0 victory for Sunderland.
Stade Nyonnais.
And
that's a third-tier Swiss team, yep.
Marvellous, a new away kit for Sunderland. James, just describe it for me, please.
Well, it's a pink and blue horizontal stripe. Third kit it was. It was the club's new third kit. I think it's first outing. It was I think it was fairly well received. The people around me, where I was sitting, I was surrounded by Sunderland fans, and I can't remember off the top of my head if anyone was actually wearing it, but there were lots of people who were remarking that it actually looked pretty good. It looked a lot better than it sounds probably when I'm trying to describe it over the radio. But I don't think it's anything. I think all clubs now seem to go in for these slightly offbeat third kits. I've just seen the pictures of Norwich City's new third kit, which is also slightly off the wall. And I think that they become more of a feature. They're more of a fashion thing, I think. The clubs probably only wear them once or twice a season. But of all of them, I don't think this one's too bad.